was a child, we used to play a little game with a flower when we wanted to determine if somebody loved us or not.
牧师讲他小时候他们喜欢玩一个游戏，就是他们用这个一束鲜花，一支鲜花，然后他们再来验证有人是不是爱他们。
We knew our mother and father loved us, but if we, you know, if I was a boy and I saw a girl and I really liked her and I wanted to know if she loved me back, we'd play this game with a flower.
所以啊，我们知道我们的父母都是爱我们的，但是我们不知道我们的朋友啊，身边的朋友是不是。所以牧师讲他以前跟他的女朋友就来验证一下，用这个鲜花看看是不是啊对方爱他。
We'd think about the girl and we'd start like this and we'd say, she loves me?
然后牧师就
She loves me not.
把那个一半一半的鲜花就撕下来说是不是爱我呢
She loves me not.
还是不爱我呢
And we kind of work our way all the way around the flower and whatever was left, that was supposed to be the answer. Either she loved me or she didn't love me.
所以就把花瓣一半一半撕下来到最后看看那个最后是爱呢还是不爱呢
I've done a lot of marriage counseling and relationship teaching. This is not a good way to determine if somebody really loves you.
所以牧师讲他做过很多婚姻方面的辅导，他知道这个游戏是没有什么用的。
This is a much better way to determine that.
我们的圣经是最好的办法。
We're going to look at the ideal of God's love for us today and how that should impact our lives as believers.
所以今天我们就来看看神对我们的爱是什么，我们怎么样把它应到我们的生活中去。
In the passage we just read together from 1 John chapter 4,
我们刚刚读到约翰一书第四章七到十一节。
One of Jesus's closest followers and disciples was the Apostle John.
所以主耶稣最亲密的一个门徒就是约翰。
John is known as a disciple who loves and who talks a lot about God's love.
我们知道约翰他呢就是以是爱的使徒，他讲神的爱著称。
He describes himself in the Gospel of John as the one whom Jesus loved.
他在约翰福音讲到他是神他是主耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
That was probably a little presumptuous because I think Jesus loved all of his disciples, but John felt and experienced his love so deeply that he wrote a lot about the love of God.
当然主耶稣爱每一个爱世人爱每一个门徒，但是因为约翰他特别的感受到主耶稣对他的爱，所以他这样写。
And as we see love as one of the greatest forces God has given us to connect person to person today.
所以爱是是神给我们非常有非常有强大力量的一种东西，它让我们跟人与人之间能够有联系。
We see the love of a man and a woman, the love of a friend for a friend, the love of a parent for their child.
我们看到夫妻之爱还有父母爱孩子的爱，还有朋友之间的爱。
And John shows us here in this chapter, 1 John 4, where love comes from and how God wants to pour his love into us so that we can then share his love with others.
所以约翰福音这里讲到爱的源头是从神那里来，然后我们怎么样把这个爱神的爱怎么样加在我们心里，我们可以爱到我们可以再把这个爱带到别人那里去。
He says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
所以这里第七节讲到，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
He goes on to say, Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
接下来又讲到，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
He seems to be suggesting that in order to truly love another person, you need to know God and you need to experience His love in your life that will then empower you and enable you to love others.
所以这里信息就是讲到，我们要如果真正去爱别人，那个爱只能是从神那里来， 然后我们才可以用这个爱再出去爱别人。
And he says that God is love. When he says that, it's one of the attributes or characteristics of God, that God is love.
这里讲到神就是爱，就是爱是神的一个，神的神性的一个特征。
It's not the only characteristic. God is many things. God is holy. He's just. He's righteous. He's eternal.
当然，神有很多的特性。他是永远昔在、今在、永在的神。他也是有公义的神，也是有恩典的神。
But it wouldn't be any exaggeration to say that probably the greatest attribute of God is that God is love.
但是在所有这些特性当中，其中非常伟大、非常有力量的就是神的爱。
He then tells us in verse 9 that the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him.
所以第九节这里讲到神差他独生子来世间，到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
For love to be received, it has to be communicated and demonstrated by the one who loves.
所以如果要把爱、要接受爱，那爱一定是要先要讲出来、给那个接受的人。
I have been married to my wife Jennifer for 30 years now.
所以牧师跟他牧师的跟师母已经结婚30年了。
We have had many Valentine's days together.
他们在一起过了很多、这个圣、St. Valentine's Day 那个很多节日。
Over those 30 years, I learned a lot about how to really love my wife on Valentine's Day.
牧师讲到这三十年来他学会了很多怎么样在 St. Valentine's Day 怎么样去爱他的爱师母。
I won't go into all the details, but let me just say the first few years, I didn't do too well.
牧师承认他前几年刚开始的时候做的不是很好。
I didn't exactly demonstrate love to her in a way that she felt loved.
所以牧师那个时候觉得他并没有真正的向他的向师母显明他的那个爱。
God not only had a deep love inside for us, he demonstrated that, he showed it to us, and he continues to do that in amazing ways.
所以神不仅是真的爱我们，他并且通过这个非常的奇妙的方式向我们显明了。
I've titled this sermon, Does God Really Love Me?
所以今天这个讲到的题目是神真的爱我们吗
？It's an easy thing to say. Jesus loves you. God loves you.
所以说起来很容易，说神爱你，基督耶稣爱你。
But oftentimes people have doubts about that. Does he really love me?
但是我们很多人心里有疑虑，真的是神爱我们吗
？Does he know what I've done?
他知道我所做的吗
？All the ways I've disobeyed him.
但我并没有遵守他的命令。
And if he loves me, then why is he letting all these bad things happen in my life?
所以如果神爱我，为什么我的生活发生这么多不如意的事情？
Christianity is the only religion in the world that worships a God of love.
所以我们知道基督教是世界上唯一的一个宗教，我们来相信神的爱。
Yet even in the midst of that, many times people doubt the love of God in their life.
即使是这样，很多时候很多人都怀疑神的爱。
Baylor University in Texas did a study, and they asked people to describe their view of God.
所以在德州有个大学，他做了一个测验，就是来询问人们怎么样来描述神的爱。
75% of the people in the study said they viewed God as either distant, critical, or a big authority figure.
所以有75%的人，他们描述神是非常遥远的，是非常有批判性的，然后是一个有权威的一个这样的一位神。
Only 25% viewed him as loving, as someone who was a benevolent God.
只有25%的人说神是爱的，他是良善的。
So we're going to look for a few minutes today at how we can know that God loves us.
所以今天我们就从几个方面来看，来知道神是怎么样爱我们。
And I hope that you walk out of here after this with a deeper sense of God's love for you.
所以希望今天讲到结束，你们会感到神更深一层感到神对我们的爱。
But they were also able to take the words that John said and put them into practice.
然后我们也更希望你能够把约翰福音在这里的经文能够应到生活当中去。
Because he says, "Beloved, if God loved us, we also ought to love one another."
就是如果我们觉得神是从爱是从神来的，那我们就要互相彼此相爱。
Receiving and living in the love of God every day should make us more lovable and more loving to others.
当我们接受从神来的这个爱，我们就应该去更去爱别人。
And loving others can be hard, can't it?
但是去爱别人其实做起来很难的。
One little girl expressed it really well in her prayer to God.
有一个小姑娘在她的祷告当中是这样来描述的。
She said, "Dear God, I'll bet it's pretty hard for you to love everybody in the whole world."
她说，神啊，我想你肯定爱世界上每一个人其实是很困难的。
She said, "There are only 5 people in my family, and I can never do it with even them."
所以她说，在我家里只有五个人，那我都不是爱他，经常爱他们。
And so we see the truth of what John said. Only with God's love flowing through us are we able to love others in the way that they need to be loved.
So 我们从这里约翰一书可以看到这个真理，就是我们只有从神那里的爱得到，才能够去爱别人。
So what is God's love like? I want to share a couple of those characteristics with you this afternoon.
所以到底神的爱是什么样的一个特点？我们今天下午就要讲几个神爱我们的特点。
You have a little outline in your bulletin that you should have received when you got a bulletin today. So if you'd like to fill in those blanks and keep those verses for your own reference or to share with others, that can be a helpful thing.
所以今天在那个教会的单张里面有牧师的他一个提纲，所以你们可以把神的爱的这个特点写下来，可以去跟别人分享。
The first thing we see is that God's love is accepting. He loves us regardless.
第一个神爱的特点就是他接纳我们，他爱我们，不管我们是什么样的一个人。
We love each other conditionally. I love you if you do this or if you love me back.
所以当我们人去爱别人的时候，我们是有条件的，我们总是说，如果你这样去做，我就爱你。
Or we love because. I love you because you're so beautiful or you're so nice.
或者我们说我爱你因为你很美丽，或者是因为你对我很好。
Or I love you because you're my child or you're my mother.
或者我爱你因为你是我的孩子或是我的父母。
Romans 5:7-8 shows us that God's love is unconditional.
所以在罗马书第五章七到八节讲到神的爱是无条件的。
The Apostle Paul writes, "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
所以在罗马书第五章第七节这里讲到，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Jesus demonstrated this so well with the different people that he reached out to in the Gospels.
所以，我们的主耶稣在这方面就为我们做了非常好的示范。他在新约中，在很多的方面怎么样来与人接触的时候。
One I think of often is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. 第一个例子就是在与Zacchaeus 这个人接触的时候。
Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He had swindled people out of their money. He was hated by many of his fellow Jews.
So Zacchaeus 这个人他是一个税吏，他呢欺骗过很多人，然后也有跟很多的犹太人也有仇。
When Jesus came to his town, and Zacchaeus crawled out on a tree to look at Jesus because he was a short man and he couldn't see over the crowd.
So Zacchaeus, 他呢，当耶稣去他的那个所在的那个城市，他就爬到树上去看，因为他是长得很矮小。
And Jesus stopped and called out Zacchaeus. At this moment, he could have said, Zacchaeus, why are you cheating everybody? You're a rotten sinner.
所以当主耶稣看到 Zacchaeus 在树上的时候，他并没有说，哎，你 Zacchaeus， 你是一个撒谎的人，你为什么在那里？
But instead he says, Zacchaeus, come down, because I want to go have a meal with you.
但是呢，主耶稣反而说，Zacchaeus， 你下来吧，我今天晚上要去你那里吃饭。
He accepted Zacchaeus where he was, and then Zacchaeus was moved to change his life once he received the love that Christ gave him.
所以主耶稣，他接纳了 Zacchaeus， 然后就由此而改变了 Zacchaeus 的生命。
God does not love you if he doesn't love you because he loves you regardless, no matter who you are and where you are and what you've done.
所以神爱我们是无条件的，不是因为我们做了这个事情，或是我们有这样的特点。他不论我们是什么样，他都要爱我们。
The Greek New Testament word for this is agape love. It's unconditional love.
所以这就是无条件的爱。
And the second way God loves us is His love is caring.
第二个方面，神的爱，他照顾我们，顾念我们。
When we say His love is caring, it means He provides for us.
所以我们说神顾念我们，是因为他供应我们的需要。
One of His great promises in Philippians 4:19 is, "My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus."
所以在这里有一句非常好的经文，在腓立比书第四章第十九节。这里讲到，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需要的都充足。
When I think of God caring, I think about how God took Moses and the Israelites, and He brought them out of Egypt, and every day He provided manna, this bread from heaven, to feed them day after day after day.
所以我们可以看在出埃及记看到这个完美的这个例子，就是神把以色列人从埃及带出来，在沙漠里每一天都赐给他们玛拿，赐给他们食物。
Jesus told some illustrations of how God cares for us.
所以主耶稣也是一个榜样，他让我们看到神是怎么样供应我们的需要。
He said, "God knows the number of hairs on our head."
所以他说，神知道我们每个人头发的根数。
Some of you, that's easier to count than others.
当然，有些人呢，可能比较容易来数。
He also knows what color your hair should really be on your head.
所以神也知道我们的头发的颜色应该是什么样的颜色。
And then he said that God, as he takes care of the birds, he'll take just as good a care, much better care of us than he does for animals.
然后主耶稣也说，那神他会照料麻雀，那他也会照顾我们的需要。
We have a little bird feeder outside my house. We love to put bird seed out there, especially in the winter, and feed the birds, and it helps keep some of them alive.
所以牧师家有一个喂鸟的东西，所以特别在冬天，他们都牧师都喜欢在外面在那个喂鸟的机器下面放一些谷粒来喂养这些外面的飞鸟。
Anybody else here feed birds?
你们家里有没有一个喂鸟的东西
？No, no birders here. When I put bird seed out there, it makes me feel like I'm doing a good thing because I'm caring for these animals and I'm keeping them alive during the harsh winter.
所以牧师当他去把粮食食物放在那个喂鸟的东西的下面的时候，他感到很好，因为他来帮助这些鸟类来度过冬天。
And Jesus said, no matter how many animals, no matter how magnificent they are.God cares much more for you because He's made you in His image. He will care for you in those same ways.
所以主耶稣说，不论那些鸟、那些花是多么的绚烂，那神更爱我们，更愿意帮助我们。
Third way that God demonstrates His love for us is through listening. He invites us to pray to Him.
所以第三个方面，神爱我们，就是神聆听我们的祷告。
There's one person I think had a certain...see that God would listen to him, it's King David in the Bible.
所以在圣经里有一个人物就是大卫王，他呢，他是一个非常好的例子。
David, who wrote so many of the Psalms in the Bible.
所以大卫王写了圣经里面很多的这个诗篇里面的赞美诗。
You see him constantly giving out, shouting out praises to God and thanksgivings to God.
我们看到大卫王在他的诗篇里经常是大声的赞美，感谢神。
He pours out his heart to God and shares all the things that burden him, all of his fears, all the problems he faced.
他呢就跟神来倾心的讲他的一些，他的压力，他的忧虑。
He confesses his sin to God and he calls on God to forgive him.
他也向神来认罪，求神宽恕。
As you read the Psalms, you get the real sense that David prayed in such a way that he knew God cared and was listening to his prayers.
所以当我们在读这些诗篇的时候，我们就知道大卫王知道神，愿意来听他的祷告。
One of the greatest gifts I believe anyone can give is to listen to someone else.
所以我们每个人能够给别人最好的礼物就是来聆听别人的谈话。
In the busy, busy, high-tech world we live in today, listening is a gift to be able to sit and really listen to someone.
所以今天是一个非常繁忙、充满电子器皿的一个时代。如果我们能够静下来聆听别人的谈话，那是一个非常好的礼物。
Listening says, I value you, I care about what you think.
所以当我们聆听的时候，我们在这里就告诉一个别人一个信息，我们真的是关心你，我愿意帮助你。
I care about how you feel, and I care about what you have to say.
所以我愿意来聆听你所讲的，我也关心你。
And here's the great news: God is listening all the time.
所以当然，这个好消息就是神他每时每刻都在聆听我们的谈话。
He's listening to you and to you and to you and to me.All at the same time.
他在同一个时间，他聆听我们每一个人的需要。
How he does that, I have absolutely no idea.
当然我们
It's mind blowing.
当然我们是没有办法测度神是如何做到这一点的。
This woman up here has an amazing gift of hearing my English and translating it into Mandarin.
Well, praise the Lord. 感谢主。
God hears prayers.In Swahili and Mandarin and in French and in English and in Polish, all over the world, all the time, and he hears every single thing we say and cares deeply. He listens to all of us.
神听我们每个人的祷告，不论是什么样的语言，是汉语、英语或者是波兰语，各种各样的语言，神每时每刻都在听我们的祷告。
And unlike your friend or your spouse.God will never be watching TV or checking Facebook while you're talking.
所以神不像我们自己的配偶或者是朋友的时候，他聆听我们讲话的时候，他不会看他的手机或者是看电视。
He will give you his full attention.
神会
as he listens.
神会全心的听我们的谈话。
A fourth way he shows his love is he is encouraging. His love is encouraging, which means he believes in you.
所以第四个方面就是神的爱，他是鼓励我们的，他相信我们。
In Matthew 4:19, Jesus calls some fishermen and he calls to them and says, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people, make you fishers of men."
所以在马太福音第四章第十九节，这里神在这里呼召彼得他们的时候，他说，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我。我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus took 12 ordinary men that nobody else in the world gave a chance to, that they would ever amount to much or make much of a significant impact on the world, and he believed in them so strongly that they turned the world upside down for Christ.
所以当耶稣召到他的十二个门徒，他们都是非常普通的人，根本就算不了什么。可是神相信主耶稣相信他们，然后呼召他们，他们真的是改变了这个世界。
God believes great things for you to become, that you won't be the person today that you can be in a year from now with His transforming help in our life.
神也相信我们每一个人，知道我们会被神的我们的生命会被神所改变。
And he believes that we can do great things with him.
神也相信我们会跟神一起同工做很多的事情。
The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以保罗，使徒保罗讲到，我靠着的加给我力量的神，凡事都可做。
God believes in you today.
所以神相信我们。
The fifth way he shows his love is sacrificing kind of love.
第五个方面，神的爱是舍己的。
He gave Jesus for you.
他把主耶稣基督赐给我们。
We've already talked a lot about that in the service today, so I'm not going to say much more about that.
今天我们已经讲到很多神，主耶稣的爱，今天就不多在这里重复了。
What I will say is this, I have learned from being in a marriage relationship over the years, that it's more important what I give up than what I give to my wife.
所以牧师在讲到他从婚姻的关系当中学到的是，关于爱的就是怎么样来放弃而不是给。
I might bring a present home and that's nice, but am I willing to turn off the sports game on TV to listen to her? Or to do something that she wants to do.
所以牧师讲到，他觉得如果送给太太一个礼物可能很好，可是更重要的就是放下自己所要看的电视来听她讲话。
Am I willing to sacrifice what I want to do for her sake and to help her?
所以牧师在讲到，是不是自己愿意放弃自己所喜欢做的事情，而去做太太所喜欢的事情？
God gave the ultimate sacrifice in Jesus. He gave it all for us.
神的爱，他就把他的最终的，就是把主耶稣基督赐下来给我们。
Another aspect of God's love, number six, is it's truthful. He shows you your need.
在第六个方面，神的爱就是神的爱是真实的，他向我们显明我们自己所需要的。
In chapter 4 of John, Jesus meets a woman at a well in Samaria.
所以在约翰福音第四章这里讲到，主耶稣在撒玛利亚，碰到一个妇人。
He has a conversation with this woman about life and what fills her life.
所以主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚的妇人有一段谈话，就讲到她的生活，还有什么是在她的生命中。
He then asked her to go call her husband to come and meet with Jesus.
所以主说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
And she replies here in John 4:17, I have no husband, she replied. Then Jesus, go ahead.
Sorry. 所以这个妇人在第十七节这里讲到我没有丈夫。
And then Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you've had five husbands and the man you now have is not your husband. What you've just said is quite true.
所以主耶稣就说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
Jesus could have had this nice pleasant conversation about water and living water and never really gotten to the heart of the matter for this woman.
所以主耶稣开始讲到这个生命的水，但是这些话都没有进到这个妇人的心里去。
But he spoke truth, and he did it in a loving way, but a very direct way, in a bold way, into her life.
所以当主耶稣跟他讲这些真实的话的时候，虽然这些话非常直接，可是主耶稣是以一个非常有爱心的一个方式来讲的。
God loves you so much that he won't hold back from showing you when you're off course, when you're moving into a dangerous direction, when you're getting off the course from him.
所以神是非常爱我们的，他呢看到我们要偏离他的路的时候，他会非常的直接的真实的跟我们讲，让我们不要偏离这个当行的路。
Some of my close friends and my wife, some others around me over the years have spoken truth into my life about things I needed to do to change.
所以牧师也讲，他周围的他的太师母还有他周围的朋友，当他们看到牧师有偏离的时候，他们就会跟他讲真实的话来帮助他。
And while none of us like hearing those kind of things, we need to hear those sorts of things because we will never grow if we never hear from others.
所以我们需要去听到这些真实的话语，这样的话我们才能够真正成长。
God speaks truthfully to us as another form of loving us.
所以当神非常的真实的跟我们讲话的时候，他是这是一种爱的方式。
A seventh attribute of His love is forgiveness. His love is forgiving, which means He offers you mercy.
所以第七个方面就是神的爱是他是赦免我们的罪，他的爱是有恩惠的。
First John 1:9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
所以在约翰一书第一章第九节这里讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God's love for you is forgiving love.
所以神对我们的爱是一种饶恕的爱。
I heard a story in a business book, a leadership book, about IBM former president Tom Watson.
所以牧师他在一本讲关于商业管理的一本书上看到说IBM 以前的那个总裁叫Watson.
A young executive made a big mistake in their company. It cost the company $10 million.
所以这里讲到有一个年轻的主管，他呢做错了一件事情，然后让这个公司损失100万美金。
This young executive was invited to come in to meet with the president, Tom Watson.
所以呢，这个总裁 Watson 他就把这个年轻的主管请到他的办公室里来。
The executive said, "Mr. President, I know that you've invited me in here to ask for my resignation. Here it is. I am so sorry."
所以这个年轻的总裁就主管就说呢，我知道你让我来是让我来辞职，这就是我的辞呈。
But the president of the company responded to him, "Resignation? I just spent $10 million in helping to educate you. I can't lose you now."
所以这个主管说呢，我刚刚才花掉100万来教育你，那现在不可能让你就这样辞职。
Many people in business would see failure as one of the greatest learning exercises. It makes us better.
所以很多在经济界的人，他们认为我们的失败实际上是学习的一个机会。
And God has that long-term view of us as well. He's already invested in you. He will not accept your resignation.
所以神他也在我们身上有非常长期的计划，他也不会接受我们的辞呈。
From David to Peter to the woman caught in adultery, the Bible is full of stories of God's mercy flowing down into people's lives.
我们也可以看到从圣经上的很多人物，不论是大卫王还是撒玛利亚的妇人，这里各种各样的故事都告诉我们神的爱。
And then the last attribute of God's love is He is faithful and He will never leave you.
所以这里最后一项讲的神的爱的特点就是神的爱是信实的，他永远都不会离弃我们。
When Jesus was about to institute the Lord's Supper, what we just celebrated a few minutes ago.
所以当主耶稣他来建立这个守圣餐，就是我们刚刚开始守的圣餐。
He gathered his disciples together and they first had the Passover meal. They celebrated this meal of Passover together.
所以在逾越节的时候，他们就来守这个圣餐，他们就来吃这个饭。
I love this description in John 13:1 that talks about Jesus' love for his disciples.
所以牧师非常喜欢在约翰福音第十三章第一节在这里讲到主耶稣对他的门徒的爱。
Says it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew the hour had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
所以这里讲到逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时间到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
You get that? He loved them to the end.
所以主耶稣就爱他们到底。
All the way to the end. He never abandoned them. He never left them. He never stopped loving his disciples.
一直到最后，主耶稣从来没有停止去爱他的门徒。
He's told us, "I will never leave you or forsake you."
主耶稣说他绝对不会离弃我们。
He will be faithful, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以主耶稣他是信实的，今天、昨天、今天和明天都是一样的。
What he began in you, he will be faithful to complete it.
然后主耶稣也会继续完成他对我们的爱。
Does God really love me?
所以神是不是真的爱我们？
God has accepted your friend request today.
所以神他也接受你今天要求做他朋友的这个要求。
He has your artwork up on his refrigerator. Artwork?
神会把他把你画的
refrigerator,
把你做的这个作品挂在那个电冰箱上面。
Your number is on his favorites list.
然后你的这个时间表也在他的非常的最喜欢的那个条那个名单上面。
Your picture is on his desk.
所以你的照片就放在他的桌子上。
There's nothing you can do to make him love you less.And there's nothing you can do to make him love you more.
所以不论你做什么事情都不会，神都不会爱你更少，也不会爱你更多。
Your name is written in his book of life.
所以我们的名字记在神的生命册上。
The great theologian Martin Luther called God a furnace, God's love, a giant furnace of love. This glowing furnace of fire.Was how he described God's love.
所以我们知道马丁路德他曾经来描述神的这个爱就像一个巨大的一个火炉一样。
It was cold last night.
昨天晚上很冷。
And all night long I kept praying, God help my furnace to keep working.
所以牧师他昨天晚上就祷告，他说，神啊，求你让我的那个炉子一直在烧着。
I am so thankful that I have been blessed with a house and with a furnace that heats that whole house.
所以牧师说他感到非常有神的恩典，因为他有一个房子，也有一个火炉在给这个房子供暖。
It all starts with one little fire down in the furnace, and then it spreads out and heats the whole house.
所以这个火都是从一点点的火在那个。炉子里面，然后他就会来给整个房子来供暖。
It's the same way God wants His love to flow into us. We are the start of that fire of receiving His love, and then He wants it to flow out of us to those around us.
同样的，神的爱也就像那个火炉里的那个火种一样，它正在我们心里，我们也要把神的爱传出去。
So as we close in prayer, I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things with me as we pray. If we could all bow our heads and close our eyes.
我们现在一起来祷告。
I want you to take your two hands and make fists with both of them. Hold them tightly as fists.
我们来把两个手都握紧，握成两个拳头。
For many of us, we may hear the fact that God loves us, but we're not receiving His love.
我们当中很多人听到这个事实，神爱我们，但是我们没有接受到这个爱。
We're holding our life very closed right now.
我们把我们的生活抓得紧紧的。
We're either saying, God, I don't believe you love me because of all the bad things that have happened.
我们有的在说，神，我不相信你爱我，因为我做了很多坏事情。
God, I don't know if I can trust you.
神，我不知道我是不是真的可以相信你。
God, I can do it myself. I don't need you.
或者神，我什么东西都可以自己做，我不需要你。
Or God, I'm so busy running around living my life, I don't have time for you.
或者我的生活很忙，我没有时间留给你。
But God wants you to open up your life to Him, and if you will, if you desire to do that.
神，求你求你让我们能够打开我们的心，求你进来。
I just ask you to open up both of.Your hands with your palms up.
现在就请你们每个人把你们的拳头打开，把手手心向上。
And God, we pray that you would flow your love into our lives.
神，我们求你的爱能够流到我们心里来。
Whatever would block us from receiving your love, experiencing your love, would you help us to tear that barrier down?
神，我们求你把我们心里那个阻挡你爱的那个障碍除掉。
And God, as you love us, send us out to be your agents of love in the world today.
神，也求你让我们成为你爱的你爱的中介，我们可以把你的爱传到世界上去。
Help us to love in the way that you love us.
让我们求你帮助我，让我们能把你的爱传出去，就像你爱我们一样。
To love our family.
让我们能够可以去爱我们的家人。
To love our friends.
来爱我们的朋友。
To bring love into our workplace, into our classroom.
让我们把我们的爱带到我们的工作中去，带到我们的教室里面去。
And to extend your love to the people around us in our region and all across the world that need to experience the love of Jesus.
让我们把你的爱传到我们这个地区，世界各地能够来把耶稣的爱传出去。
And so today, Lord, we praise you that you love us.
神，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你爱我们。
And we love you back.
And 我们也爱你。
Amen.
Amen.